Well, we know the opioid crisis and homelessness both require a compassionate and coordinated response. That's why our mental health and addiction strategy, called Roadmap to Wellness, has made significant new investments in the province's addiction treatment system. So across Ontario, we have implemented a comprehensive suite of policies and programs to address the crisis that are focused on appropriate prescribing and pain management, treatment for opioid use disorder, and harm reduction services and supports. Since 2019, our PC government has made yearly investments of almost $93 million in addiction services and supports. And last year, we announced an investment of $332.7 million in new annualized funding for targeted addiction services and supports, including treatment and care for opioid use disorder. Doug Ford and the PCs also understand the impact that not having a place to call home can have on a person. That's why we have announced $3 billion in funding to help sustain, repair, and grow community housing and address homelessness in Ontario. This is just part of our PC government's commitment to ending homelessness. We also implemented by-name lists, which are real-time lists of people experiencing homelessness that includes detailed information about the needs of each person to improve their access to supportive housing, which we have heard locally is an important step in effectively helping our community members where they're at. We're going to continue to get it done and make investments as we work to end homelessness.